الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, indeed the occasion of Hajj is one of the most auspicious occasions in the Islamic calendar, and it is that occasion that each and every person has a desire of experiencing and witnessing, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grant each and every one of us the opportunity of undertaking this journey of Hajj and again and again. Respected elders and brothers, after Hajj became fard, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed Hajj once only. And this Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performed approximately 3 months prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam leaving this dunya. To be precise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj exactly 81 days before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this dunya. And that Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very momentous occasion. More than 100,000 Sahaba were present on the journey of Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given on that occasion of Hajj was not only for the Sahaba that were present there, but the advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given were advices for each ummati of this ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come right up until the day of Qiyamah. Very, very pertinent advices. This Hajj was referred to as Hajjatul Wada', the farewell Hajj. Why? Because the advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given were parting advices and important advices for the ummah at large. Amongst the advices Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given, that on the day of Eid al-Adha, on the plains of Mina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the galaxy of Sahaba that were present there. The greatest group of individuals after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were present there. This great group of companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam poses a question to them and asks them, that what day is this? So the reply was given that Yawmun Haramun, it is a very sacred day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter asked them that what place is this? Again the reply was given that Baladun Haramun, it is a sacred place. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them the third question, that what month is this? Again the reply was given that it is a sacred month. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was drawing attention to the Mubarak place, to the Mubarak day, and to the Mubarak month. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the Sahaba, إِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. That verily your blood and your wealth and your honor is also sacred. Just like how this day is sacred, this place is sacred, and this month is sacred. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was trying to show them that just as how you respect this day, just as how you respect this Mubarak land, and just as how you respect this Mubarak month of Zulhijjah, the day of Mina, the Mubarak lands of Mina, so too do you respect your fellow Muslim brother. You do not harm him in any way. His blood is sacred. His honor is sacred. You do not insult him and abuse him in any way. Be it verbal abuse, be it physical abuse. Just like how you will not disrespect this place, so too can you not disrespect your fellow Muslim brother. And this was further explained in another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making tawaf of the Kaaba. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn As mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making tawaf of the Kaaba, and thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks at the Kaaba, and he looks at the beauty of the Kaaba, and he tells the Kaaba that, "O Kaaba, how beautiful you are! Ma atyaba rihuk, how beautiful is the fragrance that is emanating from the Kaaba. How wonderful and marvelous you are." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing the Kaaba with these words. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi, that he ka qasam, in that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the honor and the respect of a Muslim is far greater than the Kaaba also. In other words, to destroy or to harm a Muslim brother, physically, verbally, to disrespect a Muslim brother is even more severe, is even more worse than destroying the Kaaba also. Such is the importance that Islam had placed in respecting our fellow Muslim brothers. And so important it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the Sahaba regarding this, on the day of Eid, on this Mubarak Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Three times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells them, "Ala la tazlimu, ala la tazla, la tazla, la tazlimu, ala la tazlimu." Do not oppress one another. Do not oppress one another. Do not oppress one another. Amr bin Dinar, a pious person in his kitab, Rodo Riyahin, mentions an incident. He says that I was walking on the seashore and I come across this ex-policeman. He was wandering about the seashore And he mentions that let me be as an example for that person, or let me serve as an example for that person who wishes to oppress another person. Who wishes to oppress another person. I want to be the example for that. So he goes up to him and asks him that, what are you talking about? So he gives his life story. He says that I used to be a policeman. And naturally a policeman is strong. He's powerful. So he says, I was patrolling this very same seashore. And I saw this fisherman. He had just cast his rod. And he had caught a fish. So first I went up to this fisherman and I asked him to hand over that fish to me. But he refused. Then after I asked him, okay, let me purchase it from you, he again refused. So thereafter I utilized my strength, my authority, my power and control. I took my whip, I beat him, and I forcibly took this fish away from him. On my way home, this fish grabbed my thumb into its mouth. I tried to free my thumb, I was unable to do so. And when I get home, after much difficulty and assistance from members of my household, I managed to free my thumb from the mouth of this fish. But I noticed that my thumb had become very swollen. I tried to treat it at home, but it was still not healing. So he mentions that after a while he went and sought medical assistance. He goes and visits a doctor. And the doctor advises him that this wound is not an ordinary wound. It has become very septic. And if he does not amputate his thumb, it will now spread further. So this policeman mentions that reluctantly he had to allow his thumb to be amputated. But he mentions that he did not stop there. After a while he noticed that it is now spreading to further parts of the hand. Once again he goes and visits the doctor, and now the doctor tells him that his wound has now spread and your entire hand till the wrist is now septic. And if you do not remove your hand by the wrist, it will now spread further. So reluctantly now he had to allow his hand to be amputated from his wrist. And thereafter he mentions that it still did not stop there. A little while later now he noticed that the bottom half of his arm has now also become septic. He once again goes and visits the doctor. And now the bottom half of his hand had now become amputated. And he mentions that it did not stop there. So I went again to the doctor. The fourth time. The doctor tells him that now this wound has spread and your entire hand will now have to be removed, your entire arm. So he says that I did not allow this now. I ran away from there. And I ran the entire day like a madman. And after running the entire day, I found a huge tree. I was tired now. I took rest under this tree and I fell asleep. And he mentions that in my sleep, in a dream, I see this person telling me that how many more limbs of yours are you going to allow to be chopped off before you realize the reason of why all this is taking place? Before you realize the reason behind all this, when are you going to ask that person whom you had harmed, whom you had abused for forgiveness? So this policeman mentioned that when I woke up, I tried to think back who I had oppressed, whom I had harmed, and I thought to myself that it can be none other than that fisherman that I had abused. So he goes back in search of that fisherman, and now when he sees him, this fisherman had a boat, and he had a net with a lot of fish. So he says that I went up to him and I pleaded to him to forgive me. And I showed him my arm. So no sooner had he seen this, he uttered a few words of forgiveness. And no sooner had he forgiven me, my wound became cured, instantly cured. And thereafter he tells me, this is not justice. I had cursed you for one fish that you had taken, and this is the amount of difficulty and suffering that you are experiencing. So this policeman mentions that the fisherman took him home thereafter, and he asks his son that open up that one corner in the house, under the floor, and he takes out 30,000 gold coins from there. And he gives him 10,000 and tells him that use this for yourself. And he gives him another 10,000 and says use it for your family members and your poor neighbors. And thereafter, as this policeman is departing, he comes back. And he addresses the fisherman, and he tells the fisherman that you had mentioned that you had cursed me. How did you curse me? So this fisherman tells the policeman, on that day, when you had forcibly taken that fish away from me, I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I told Allah, that oh my Allah, you have made him strong, you have made him powerful. You have given him power, strength and authority over me. And oh Allah, you have made me weak. Oh my Allah, you have made him strong, you have made me weak. Oh my Allah, you be sufficient for me against him. You be sufficient for me against him. He has abused me by utilizing his power and authority. I cannot retaliate in any way towards him. But Allah, you be sufficient for me. And this was the difficulty that they experienced thereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in a hadith the three categories of people, لا ترد دعوتهم, their dua is not rejected. The first category is Imamun Adilun, a just leader, a person whom Allah Ta'ala has given power and control, a person who has authority, a person who has strength. In whatever aspect he might have power and authority, be it having power and authority in the workplace, be it having power and authority at home, be it authority over few individuals, be it authority over a large group of people, Allah Ta'ala has given him that power and that authority. Does he abuse that power and authority? Or does he fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the power and authority that Allah Ta'ala has given him? If he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, that despite him being powerful, and naturally the tendency comes about in a person, that let me show those under me who is in charge. But he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not abuse anyone. Allah Ta'ala loves that action so much that Allah Ta'ala accepts his dua. And the second category is the oppressed person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith that ittaqu da'wat al-mazloom, that be very, very careful of the dua of an oppressed person. Be very, very careful of the curses of an oppressed person. Why? Inna laysa baynahu wa bayna Allahi hijab. Between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is no barrier. That if you abuse someone and you harm someone, be it their wealth, forcibly taking their wealth, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith, matnul ghani zulmun, that you forcibly take a person's wealth away. You're owing someone money, you delay in paying him. That delaying in payment is oppression. However you harm this person, be his wealth, be his physically harming him, abusing him, mentally abusing him, verbally abusing him, this person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His dua will go straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter we experience difficulties in our lives, we experience problems in our lives, we experience obstacles in our lives. Let us use this to think back and ponder, where have we gone wrong? What have we done wrong? And ask those whom we have harmed for forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in the hadith that al-Muslimu Man salima al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi wa yadihi. That a true Muslim is that person whom other Muslims are saved. Whom other Muslims are saved from his hand and the hand and from his tongue. They are protected from him. He does not physically harm anyone. He does not verbally harm anyone. He does not abuse anyone. So this was the advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada', on the day of Eid. And it is a very, very important advice. Let us bring about this advice in our lives. Advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability of restraining ourselves and protecting ourselves from harming, physically and verbally harming anyone, and protect ourselves from being a source of curse from anyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers, the Eid Salah will be performed now. And this is such a Salah that we only perform it twice a year. So the tartib of performing this Salah is the Imam will say Allahu Akbar, and thereafter he will recite Thana. Imam will say Allahu Akbar and fold his hands. The Musallis will do likewise and fold their hands, and the Thana will be recited. And thereafter, three extra takbirs will be recited. After the two takbirs, you place your hands to your side. On the third extra takbir, you will fold your hands. A surah will be recited, Surah Fatiha, and a surah will be recited, and the rakah will be completed thereafter. In the second rakat, after reciting Surah Fatiha and the Surah, the Imam will recite another three extra takbirs. And after each takbir, the hands will be placed to the side. And on the fourth takbir, the Imam will go into ruku, and the Musallis will follow likewise, and Salah will be completed in their matter. Jazakallah. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف فإذا وجبت جنوبها فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر كذلك سخرناها لكم لعلكم تشكرون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصيه فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال: إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين، ربي هب لي من الصالحين. فبشرناه بغلام حليم، فلما بلغ معه السعي قال: يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال: يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. فلما أسلم وتله للجبين، وناديناه: أي يا إبراهيم، قد صدقت الرؤيا، إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين، إن هذا لهو البلاء المبين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. حمد. وفديناه بذبح عظيم، وتركنا عليه في الآخرين سلام على إبراهيم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أما بعد، اعلموا أيها المسلمون أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد، وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل قوم عيدا، وهذا عيدنا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. ويومكم هذا يوم نحر، وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم، وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأزلافها، وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض فطيب بها نفسا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رسول الله، ما هذه الأضاحي؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام. قالوا: فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله؟ قال: بكل شعرة حسنة. قالوا: فالصوف يا رسول الله؟ قال: بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصيه فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على أزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل صحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غردا من بعدي، من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين، اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم، فالله خير الحافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. اللهم احفظ مسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم لك الحمد كله، لك الشكر كله، اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. لك الحمد يا ربنا كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا، تب علينا تب علينا تب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، إنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين، لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك، ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. ومصمصف الله ورحيم الله وكريم الله، يا الله you have been so kind to us، يا الله you have been so merciful to us، يا الله you have blessed us with so many favors، يا الله you have blessed us with so many ni'mat، يا الله you have blessed us with so many bounties، يا الله، يا الله day and night we are enjoying your special favors، your special mercy، يا الله we are enjoying your ni'mat from head to toe، يا الله، يا الله this perfect body that you have blessed us with، يا الله you have blessed us with good health، يا الله you have blessed us with wealth، يا الله you have blessed us with comfortable homes، يا الله you have blessed us with freedom of religion. Ya Allah, you have given us so many bounties and so many favors, we cannot possibly count all the favors that you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but despite all your favors, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, despite your special rahmat and your mercy, Ya Allah, we are very weak. Ya Allah, we are very weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have used your very same ni'mas to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are very, very ungrateful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with a perfect body to make your ibadat. Ya Allah, we have used this body to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how ungrateful we have become, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but despite all that, Ya Allah, you still continue showering upon us. You still continue blessing us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not destroy us on account of sinning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not take us to task on account of our shortcomings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not snatch away our ni'mats, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not snatch away our bounties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not afflict us with your azab and your punishment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive the elderly amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the weak amongst us, Ya Allah. Forgive the healthy amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the young amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know well our condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from your rahmat and your mercy, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with Mubarak month of Zulhijjah to turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the first 10 days of Zulhijjah to make your ibadat, Ya Allah. Definitely we do not fulfill the haqq of this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, whatever broken efforts we have put in the Mubarak month, Ya Allah, accept it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our broken efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the tilawat of our Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our zikrullah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept our fasting, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to continue with the good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to abstain from gunas and sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to abstain from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us control of our nafs, Ya Allah. Grant us control of shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for us to abstain from disobedience and sinning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to bring about a complete change in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want your rahmat, Ya Allah. We want your mercy, Ya Allah. We want your closeness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from among your sulaha. Make us from amongst the atqiya. Ya Allah, make us from amongst your special chosen slaves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to bring about a complete change in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, remove the suffering of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, today is the day of Eid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are enjoying the best of everything. Ya Allah, they are those ummatis of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, even on this Mubarak day of Eid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bombs are raining down upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what difficulty and hardship they are experiencing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the suffering of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, they take pride in their ammunition and their weaponry. Ya Allah, they take pride in their forces and their armies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, Ya Allah, grant them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not meant for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, O my Allah, that assist the Muslims in Badr, Ya Allah. O my Allah, that assist the Muslims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroyed the Aad. Ya Allah, you destroyed the nation of Thamud. Ya Allah, you destroyed Qawm Nuh. Ya Allah, you destroyed Qawm Lut. O my Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you destroyed them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroyed them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, caused their planes to crash, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, caused their tanks to blow up, Ya Allah. Caused their ships to sink, Ya Allah. O my Allah, Ya Allah, destroy them from the surface of this earth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, Ya Allah. Allahumma ahlikhum kama ahlakta Ad wa Thamud. O Allah, destroy them like how you destroyed the Ad and the Thamud. Ya Allah, destroy them like how you destroyed them, like how you destroyed the nation of Nuh and Lut alayhi salam. Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, you are Qawi, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, You're Qawi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is under Your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from Your rahmat and Your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, from Your rahmat and Your mercy, Ya Allah, remove the suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change that condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever else the Muslims are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in India, in Kashmir, and in other parts of the world that the Ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change their condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not put us through such tests, Ya Allah. Do not put us through such trials and tribulations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in Your rahmat, with sihat, salamat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Allah, the day is coming, Ya Allah. The day is coming, Ya Allah, when each and every one of us will have to drink from the cup of death, Ya Allah. The day is coming, we will have to leave this world. We will have to come and meet You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when that moment comes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with the kalima. Ya Allah, make the last day of our life be the best day of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in sin, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in wrong, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in Your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Allah, from Your rahmat and Your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us leave this world with Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with our Hisab Kitab in our right hand. Make it easy for us to cross the bridge of Sirat like the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, enter us into Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we want Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant each and every one of us Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant our near and dear ones Jannat. Ya Allah, grant our families Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا الله يا الله save each and every one of us from جهنم يا الله save our families from جهنم save our progeny from جهنم يا رحم رحم الراحمين يا الله يا الله on this مبارك day of Eid يا الله يا الله accept this dua for us يا الله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله أن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطوعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.